And welcome to this edition of Black Country Sportscast. We're going to have a look back at the action from Bank Holiday Monday, the 29th of August, which saw Stourbridge and Halslow in town in action, amongst other sides. And we start off at the War Memorial Ground Amblecote in the Southern Central Division, where Stourbridge struggled once again, this time against Redditch United. Redditch winning the game by 3-0. Goals either side of half-time from Bernard Mensah, and also a brilliant strike by the substitute Ryan Nesbitt about 5 minutes from time gave Redditch all 3 points, and the Glass Boys left second from bottom in the table. After the game, I spoke to one of the managers, one of the joint managers for Stourbridge, Leon Broadhurst, and put it to him that it wasn't the best of days.
How disappointing was that?
Horrendous. That's the worst 90 minutes I think I've ever experienced at this football club. And we've had a good honest chat in there. Things need to change. It's as simple as that, because we can stick up for the lads as much as we want, but if they haven't got the desire, the passion and the want to play for this football club, then they won't play for this football club. Soon enough, 6 games in. And we've been at the races probably 25 minutes in 4 of the games and ain't showing up in the rest. So things will change. Things have to change. I believe in what I set out, my philosophy with Stu. We believe in exactly what the direction we want to go. The lads are not showing that on the football pitch. So there has to be changes. It's as simple as that. We'll get people in that will show that dedication and will be honoured and proud to play for this football club. Because currently we've got a group in there that think they can play for this football club but don't really do it for 90 minutes on a Saturday or a Monday night. So there will be changes, because there has to be, because I'm a fan, I'm a previous player, now I'm the manager, and I wouldn't have accepted that off my players, I wouldn't have accepted that from my teammates. And being a fan, they're entitled to their opinion and you can't accept that. So that's what we know, and it has to happen.
How difficult is the job now for you and Stuart to somehow try and turn things round, to perhaps attract other players to the club, almost to start again from scratch, really?
100%. The one thing is, Stourbridge is a fantastic brand. It's a brilliant football club. It's the best football club around at the currently. We've got a group of players that don't really understand that. And this has always been a work in progress. It's always been. We took over, we've been in it 40 games. You had previous managers, Hackett, for example, been here 15 years. You've got Liam McDonald at 7 years at Rushall. So you've got a longevity of managers. We're learning, but we have to learn very fast, because it's a results business. And we know the direction we want to take the football club, and we have to have a group of players behind us that are willing to go in that direction with us. And there will be changes until we get the balance right, until we find the players that understand what the football club's about.
A good support today, over 700. Does a performance like that make you almost feel embarrassed?
Yeah, today hurt. Today's one performance that, when we brought in the players that we brought in the summer and the pre-season we had, we thought we'd moved on from. But when for some reason, when the going gets tough in the league games, we've just gone hiding, we've just gone missing, which needs to be addressed as soon as possible, and it will be, because yeah, we had great support, and the support has always been brilliant. Like, for me and Stu, the support has been fantastic, but there's one thing that I cannot accept. You will always give the ball away. We'll always try and play and not create chances. We'll always, one thing I cannot accept is the lack of passion and the lack of desire, because that's all I had on the football pitch. That's all I wanted to show, was that passion, desire, and it gets you places. So at the moment, I've got a group of players that haven't got that. So things will change.
I know you can't change an awful lot in 4 days. But you've got a big FA Cup tie against Hanley Town on Friday night.
You've mentioned your predecessors and the success of the club has had in the FA Cup. How important is it to get that result on Friday night and at least give the fans something to cheer about?
Yeah, massive. Like, Friday night couldn't come quick enough because that group of players in there, I'll stick up to them for every time I can, but today was unacceptable and they have to bounce back on Friday. They can never play that bad again. So Friday's is a great occasion, FA Cup under the lights, and I expect us to turn up, and I'm sure we will turn up because that's the type of group of players that we've got in there. But it's not about turning up on a one-off game, it's about consistency. It's at this level, if you haven't got consistency, we ain't going anywhere quick, and that's one thing we said. And Friday's a great occasion for the football club. We understand the history. Myself, Stu, we've been there. We've had some great success in the FA Cup, and that's one thing that we will get across to the lads. And it's a great opportunity for them to show that they want to beat this football club.
Leon, thanks for being so frank, and thanks for talking to me.
Cheers, thank you. All the best.
Cheers. So, not a good day for Leon Broadhurst at Stourbridge Football Club, but a better day for Matt Clark in charge of Redditch with that victory that after they squandered a 1-0 advantage on Saturday against Nuneaton Borough, losing 2-1 in the end. I spoke also to the Redditch manager, Matt Clark, after the game.
Matt, you were probably frustrated on Saturday afternoon, but put things right today.
Yeah, you know, the old dressing room was, because we felt that we should have won the game and we ended up losing it. And we said that the beauty of that, when you have a defeat like that that's so disappointing, it's such a quick turnaround Saturday to Monday. And, you know, what's better than a local derby away at Stourbridge on a Monday bank holiday? And we managed to put it right today.
You put in a professional performance. It wasn't the greatest of games, but your guys did what they had to do. And it's all about creating chances, and what little you had, you put away.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I think it was a game of few chances. I don't really remember Stourbridge creating anything. And, you know, we didn't have much, but I felt that at times that, especially after we got in front, we showed a little bit of quality at times, but defensively we were very good, and the aim was to, you know, soak up any pressure that we had, and we could always felt that we could hit them on the counter-attack and, you know, and try and create something, which we managed to do.
You stifled them, really. You stopped them from creating.
Yeah, that's it. Look, Stourbridge, you know, I know that they're down there at the moment, but it's such a tight league and they've got some very good players, and, you know, the aim was to stifle them. And when a team is maybe a little bit low on confidence and they're playing at home, and there's always an expectation level at Stourbridge, we felt that if we could just stifle them, they would get a little bit frustrated, and then we could ease into the game, and hopefully if we got a chance, we could take it. And, you know, and that's how it panned out.
You might have one of the goals of the season as well, with your third goal.
Yeah, it was tremendous. You know, Ryan's got that in his locker. He's been probably a little bit disappointed so far with his start, and he's not got the goals to back it up. And last week Ilkeston hit the crossbar twice, but I think, you know, that finish today showed you what a good finisher he is, and you know, he put the seal on a game for us.
How much are you enjoying doing your own thing now? We see you spent a long time in John's shadow, and now you're doing it for Redditch United. I know it's always, you know, it can be a struggle for you, but you seem to be sort of happy to take on the challenge.
Yeah, look, I mean, I had a great time with John. We'll always remain fantastic friends. But you always, I was a manager before that, and, you know, and it was something I wanted to do. And Redditch is a club close to my heart, because I was there for a number of years and captained them, and, you know, and that opportunity came across. And look, the reality is, Redditch have been, you know, probably in the doldrums a little bit over the last 10 years, and they've really struggled. And what we wanted to do, and what the aim was, just to change the mindset and, you know, create a better environment. And we're not blessed with fantastic resources like some clubs in this league, but what we have got, we've got a real good, hard-working group, and we've got a couple of talented individuals, and you know, and that's what we try and do. And, you know, we're very competitive in every game, and we just want to try and finish as high up the table as we can.
Well done today, Matt.
Thank you. Cheers. Great.
Stourbridge 20th in the table following that match, whereas Redditch lifted themselves up to 11th. Well, elsewhere in the division, Nuneaton went top of the table after Colville were defeated. I'll quickly go through the results in the Southern League Central division. These were the results from Monday. Elfchurch ended up losing at home to Tamworth. Both teams ended up with just 10 men on the pitch. Tamworth winning through 3-1 in the end. Royston won at Bedford by 2-0. Basford won at Colville, the league leaders, by 1-0. Hitchingtown beat Needham Market by 1-0. Elsewhere, the Derbyshire Derby was won by Michelover Sports. They beat Ilkeston Town by 3-2. Kings Langley won at Leyston by 2-1. Nuneaton went top thanks to their 2-1 win against Hensford. Rushall and Barwell fought out a 1-1 draw. St Ives beat bottom side AFC Rushton and Diamonds by 3-1. And Stratford beat Bromsgrove Sporting by 4-2. That despite Bromsgrove leading by 2-1 at one stage. So the standings are going into there's a break now because of the FA Cup matches at the weekend, but the standings are currently see Nuneaton top with 15 points from 6 games, Colville second 13 from 6, and Tamworth third 12 from 6. Elsewhere, Tamworth are in fourth with 11 from 6. Bromsgrove dropped down a bit, down to 9th place with 9 from 6. Redditch 11th place with 8 from 6. Rushall 13th with 8 from 6. Elfchurch 16th with 7 from 6. Stourbridge 20th with 3 from 6. And Hensford 21st, 2 points from 6 games. Well, it was another excellent day today for Hals Owen Town. They went up to Willen Hall to take on Sporting Kowser and came away with their 100% league record still intact, winning by 5-0. And it was a red-letter day for striker Simeon Colburn, who managed to score 4 goals. After the game, Steve Parker spoke to the manager of Hals Owen Town, Paul Smith.
On the pitch here at Noose Lane, immediately after it finished, Sporting Kowser 0, Hals Owen Town 5. Paul, you must be really pleased with that.
Yeah, I thought it was a complete performance today. I thought the defenders in the first half, when we had to defend, defended really, really well. They had the lion's share of possession first half, but we defended really, really well and looked dangerous on the break. And our strikers took their chances today. So, really pleased that it's come together as a full performance, and I thought we were well worth the win.
Yeah, difficult to pick a man of the match, wasn't it? Because I think Jamie Insall must have had about 3 or 4 assists with all of that. And yet, Simeon Kelbourne scores 4 at the end of it as well.
Yeah, we've got some very good strikers here, haven't we? They knew themselves that they'd let themselves down to an extent on Saturday with the chances they missed, and they wanted to make amends for that. And I think they have in bucket loads today. Like you say, I think Insall set 4 up. I think Greggs has got 1, Sim's got 4. So they're 3 real good strikers. And then we've got Rich Smith and Fungley that are pushing those 3. So they're a great 5. They're all working together hard. And today they've got the just rewards for working hard in 2 games for me over the weekend.
Yeah, 5-0 away. When he got to 3, I suppose many of our minds drifted back to the 3-2 last season, but it looked completely different this time, controlled all over the pitch.
Yeah, without sounding disrespectful, we're a different group here. This is a different squad now. There's a bit more want in this group. There's a bit more desire and hunger, and they've done really, really well. It was fully deserved. We've worked our socks off over the course of not just this week and last week, but we had an awful result in the FA Cup, a real bad performance, and it was important that we turned that round. And I think we've shown people that we're not as bad as that performance showed. We've been very, very good since.
And results early season, but results have gone the Yelters' way today as well. So just still plenty to work on and keep the momentum going, but that's 5 out of 5, isn't it?
Yeah, the results of other sides don't worry me at all at the moment. What we've got to do is make sure we keep ticking ours off, and we've ticked to... Listen, there'll be very few sides that will come to Sporting Kowser and beat them 5-0. There'll be very few sides that come to Sporting Kowser and be as dominant as we have been for large parts today. So it bodes very, very well for us. It's a great performance, fantastic win, and we look forward to getting in on Thursday.
Paul, it was great to see. I know we're supposed to be unbiased, but it was difficult for us to be with some of the final passes and everything today were just great.
Yeah, like I say, it's been coming. We see it in training every day we're in, and I've seen this group. We haven't quite clicked up until today. We haven't defended well enough, or our forward play hasn't been good enough, and we haven't quite clicked. But today we clicked. We were brilliant defending in for large periods in the first half and looked dangerous, and in the second half we've completely took control. And like I said to you, it's a very, very good performance.
Thanks as always for your time. Look forward to the next one.
Good man, thank you. Yes.
That's Paul Smith talking to Steve Parker. Well, here are the other results today from the NPL Midland Division. Bedworth United 0, Chasetown 0, Corby Town 1, Stamford 1, Durham Town 1, Cambridge City 0, Gresley Rovers 1, Boldmere St Michael's 0, Harbour Town 2, Daventry Town 1, Loughborough Dynamo 2, Shropshire Dynamo 0, Sporting United 4, Yaxley Town 2, Sporting Castle 0, Haslowing Town 5, you've heard about, St Neots Town 3, Hinckley LRFC 0, and Sutton Coldfield Town 0, Coleshill Town 3. And the series of draws affecting the favourites to perhaps take on Haslowing Town have certainly helped the Elts as far as the table's concerned, with Haslowing Town now with 100% record, 15 points from 5 games. Then Loughborough Dynamo have moved into 2nd, they have 12 from 5, Corby Town 3rd, 12 from 6, Stamford 11 from 5 and Sporting United 11 from 5, with Boldmere St Michael's just behind with 10 points from 5, and following that defeat Sporting Castle dropped down to 9th place with 7 points from 5 games. Finally, to the other scores from Bank Holiday Monday. Kidderminster Harriers unfortunately went down to a 2-0 defeat away at Brackley Town. That means that the Harriers dropped down to 6th in the National League North. In the Midland Football League, these are the results from the Premier Division. It finished Atherston Town 2, Highgate United 1, Bewdley Town 2, Studley 1, Dollarston Town 1874 1, Racing Club Warwick 1, Market Drayton Town 0, Witchers Yorport 1, Shifnal Town 3, Romulus 3, Stone Alderlanians 1, AFC Wolverhampton 3, Uttoxeter Town 0, Leigh Town 2, Walsall Wood 2, Worcester City 0, and Wolverhampton Casuals 1, Stourport Swifts 2. In Division 1, it finished Bilston Town Community 1, Ashby Ivanhoe 1, Chelmsley Town 5, AFC Bridge North 0, Droitwich Spa 2, Coventry Copswood 0, Holman 0, OJ and Black Country 0, Hinckley AFC 1, Cradley Town 0, Ingles 1, Dudley Town 3, Stapenhill 2, Paget Rangers 1, Wensfield 5, Shawbury United 2, and Wolverhampton Sporting Community 2, Heath Hayes 1. A quick look at the league tables for the Midland Football League. The Premier Division now led by Walsall Wood, who have 10 points from 4 games. They're top on goal difference from AFC Wolverhampton, who have 10 points from 5 games, and Whitchurch Allport, who have 10 points from 4 games. Dollarston Town 1874 in 4th place in the table. Bewdley Town currently in 8th. Stourport Swifts in 12th. Tividale in 14th. And Leigh Town off the bottom with that win. They are up to 16th place. Division 1 headed by Droitwich Spa with 18 points from 7. Dudley Town in 2nd with 16 points from 7. Bilston Town Community 3rd with 16 from 7. Elsewhere further down the division, Wensfield find themselves in 12th. Wolverhampton Sporting Community in 13th. OGA and Black Country in 15th, Smethwick Rangers 16th, AFC Bridge North are 17th, and propping up the table are Cradley Town. And that ends this update of the Bank Holiday action from Black Country Radio.